Well, my colleague and fellow Today business presenter Simon Jagg had an unusual assignment this week. He met Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. The Duke can lay claim to being Buckingham Palace's entrepreneur in residence these days, patron of the Enterprise Education Trust, the Peachey Jones Foundation and the Trampery, a shared workspace for startups. He was the first royal to visit Tech City and Silicon Valley. This week, he hosted his latest initiative, Pitch at Palace, where budding entrepreneurs had a unique opportunity to appeal to a specially assembled audience of business leaders, venture capitalists, angel investors and high-net individuals. Here's Simon Jagg inside the palace.
This is the picture gallery. In here, a strange combination of high-tech and Holbein, video and Velázquez. We have videos set up here. This is where the pitches will take place. A number of gilded seats, hundreds of them, in fact, arranged around some enormous portraits in the picture gallery. And this is where people will be pitching under the auspices of His Royal Highness the Duke of York.
What I'm looking for is to try and find a way of being able to encourage people and for people to recognise that actually being an entrepreneur is something that is worthy. And by recognising the task and the work that entrepreneurs undertake is very, very important. Because if we're going to be a really prosperous economy, with the more efficient businesses coming online and on stream now because of robotics and because of photonics and because of other technical advances, we're going to need more entrepreneurs to have more entrepreneurial businesses in order to employ people. So this is all about that whole, it's a sort of virtuous circle.
So it's conferring almost royal status on entrepreneurs as a sort of, as a breed.
I'm not the only one in the family who is conferring that status on entrepreneurs, but I think it's important that not only they should recognise that they are role models for people to follow, but it's for other people to recognise that entrepreneurs of whatever variety are role models in society and should be, as it were, not only looked up to, but perhaps followed or emulated. It was clear to me when everything sort of came to a grinding halt at 2008, 2009, that if we wanted to continue to be prosperous, here was an opportunity, because people had stopped going overseas. And everybody had said to me up until that point that actually what we needed to do was to concentrate more on delivering the skills and delivering the education. And that's the combination of skills and education, not one or the other, but both. Then basing that on a world where science and engineering is going to make the big difference to where we can go in the future. And then actually trying to support those entrepreneurs when they come through the system. So the whole thing is interconnected.
Is there part of you, when you see these entrepreneurs with their new ideas, that you almost wished that you'd started out from scratch?
Yes, but I'm a serial entrepreneur doing this sort of thing anyway. So I either describe myself, or as other people describe me, as an accelerant in this process, because it's much easier for me to do this sort of thing, which is I can add my convening power and bring people together. And that's the most important thing.
The Duke of York, and talking to Simon Jagg at Buckingham Palace.